Translation. Because King Yayati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence, Param Brahman, Vasudeva. And thus he immediately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. I was just reading yesterday that Prabhupada had a dream in which all the devotees were doing kirtan and all the drunkards were becoming devotees. And then Tamal Krishnamurti said, did the devotees become drunkards? The drunkards became devotees. What about the devotees? And Prabhupada said, no, they're all going back to Godhead. And their name, said, all their names are written in the book, back to Godhead. How many of you have heard that story before? It's an amazing story, isn't it? All the devotees' names are written, going back to Godhead. What's amazing about this story is that Yayati was, as we say in America, he was out of it. You have that saying here? You understand it? It was not, you know. He was not doing well in his spiritual life. He was, and as you read yesterday, he made this decision that, okay, I've had enough. And that decision was so powerful that practically instantly he became Krishna conscious. It's so amazing, isn't it? How powerful Krishna consciousness is. And he, in this verse it says he went back to Godhead. So from being very engrossed in material life to making a decision, that's it, I've had enough, I'm going to be Krishna conscious. Everything changed. And this verse describes that he became an internal associate of the Lord. Purport. The word viduta, meaning cleansed, is very significant. Everyone in this material world is contaminated. Karanam gunasangasya. Because we are in a material condition, we are contaminated either by sattva guna, by rajoguna, or by tamoguna. Even if one becomes a qualified brahmana in the mode of goodness, sattva guna, he is still materially contaminated. One must come to the platform of shuddha sattva. Transcending the sattva guna, then one is viduta trilinga, cleansed of the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. This is possible by the mercy of Krishna, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17. Srinvatam sakata Krishna punya shavana kirtanaha vidyandasto hi badhani bidhunoti suditsatam. I think one time Prabhupada, he'd quote this verse, Surit Satam, and he would look up and his eyes would get big. Krishna is in the heart as the friend doing the cleansing work. So you don't have to worry. He's a good cleaner. He does a good job. Yesterday we were doing a program, and so I was explaining that so often we're trying to chant, try, achieve. But actually, we're really just trying to receive, and be not achievers, but receivers. Non-achiever. We're just trying to get it. Because it's the medicine. The medicine does everything. You take the medicine, you don't have to stand on your head, spin around, make it work. It works. So Krishna works, then this is what this verse is talking about. Getting that vibration, just receiving it. You don't have to do much, you just have to receive it. So many times, and I was personally present when Prabhupada said, Krishna has given you two ears. So all you have to do is get that transcendental sound, somehow or other, get it to land in your two ears, and then you're good to go. You don't have to do much. You get your body here, and you sit down and you hear it, and you get it in your ears, and it acts. Because Krishna does it. So we have to be in this mood of receiving. It's not that there's so much to achieve. The achievement comes through receiving. So Prabhupada used to say, it's not difficult. But actually we find it's more difficult than you might think to just be able to sit down and hear. Isn't it? Because the mind is so passionate. Yes? Sometimes devotees fall asleep in class. Right? We're tired. It's hard to hear, isn't it? Or we get distracted thinking about so many things. Once Prabhupada was asked, what is a Brahmin? How do you know who a Brahmin is? Prabhupada said, he stays awake in class. He's a Brahmin. So if you stay awake today, we'll give you Brahmin initiation tomorrow. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. A person trying to be perfectly Krishna conscious by hearing the words of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita certainly has all the dirty things cleansed from the core of his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Chaito Dharapanam Harjanam, the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord washes away the dirty things accumulated in the core of the heart. As soon as one is freed from all the dirt of material contamination, as Maharaj Yayati was, one's original position as an associate of the Lord is revealed. This is called Svarup Siddhi, or personal perfection. So there's a story you might have heard. A lady is hearing Bhagavatam every day, and she's not feeling like anything's really happening. You know, she told the speaker, every day I hear, and then I go home and I forget everything I hear. He says, go bring me a basket of Jamuna water. So he gives her a basket, and she goes to the Jamuna, and of course, all the water, by the time she gets back to him, it's drained out. He goes, go back, bring me the water. So this goes on a few times. And she said, and every time I come back, by the time I get back, there's no water in the basket, because obviously basket has holes in it. And then he asked her a question. Is the basket clean? And she said, yes. So he said, you keep hearing Bhagavatam. Even if you don't think it sticks, it's cleaning the basket of your consciousness. So, you've heard that story before? Who heard that story before? It's a good story. And the reason I like this story is because we're sitting here hearing Bhagavatam and we're wondering, is it actually doing anything? I mean, Shastra says it's doing something. We may not feel it so much. I don't. I'm just listening to some shlokas or some stories or some lecture, sometimes a boring lecture, and I fall asleep. Did anything happen? Did anything good come from hearing? Do you know that Srila Prabhupada would sometimes, not sometimes, when Prabhupada was too sick to speak, he would still go to the class. Did you know that? And he would sit and listen. How many of you knew that? You're getting tested today. How many of you knew that? No. Gadagraja knew that. Yeah. So obviously he did that because he wanted everyone to come, to set the example. Even he was too ill to speak. Isn't that amazing? And then, as you may know, Prabhupada said his books first are for his devotees. That's who they're made for, right? First, the devotees read them. And actually, there was one lecture. That's right, quite interesting. There was a book, there's a chapter in the Bhagavatam, second chapter, second canto, called The Process of Creation. And maybe in 1972, the chapters were printed as little booklets. Not booklets, but small books, maybe this thick. And we were distributing those before the full second canto was printed. I don't know if you had them here, but in America, there are little volumes, and each volume was a chapter. We weren't here. So, and Prabhupada said, he was saying about this book, The Process of Creation. He said, so, if someone asks you, what is the process of creation? Will you say, sir, I don't know. I don't read the books, I just sell them. Then, you want to hear something really interesting? One of my godbrothers told me that Prabhupada had said that if you distribute a book, but you don't do it by preaching, you just say something, you know, to get someone to buy it, say some trick, you know, whatever, as we have sometimes done. He said, you're not a Brahmin, you're a Vaishya. Because a Brahmin will sell by preaching. Anyway, so Prabhupada, he was writing his books for us first. Of course, he begged us to distribute, but his books were first meant for us. So he said, if you don't read them and you distribute them, then you're cheating. You can't do that. Anyway, before I came here, we were reading about Prithu Maharaj, and it said something really interesting. There were like five verses which were giving various benedictions. Just by hearing the story, you would be, if you have enemies, you become powerful. If you need money, you'll get money. If you need this, you'll get this. It said, if you read the story three times, you'll get these benedictions. And you might be thinking, how can this happen just by reading? I mean, it's just like, it's just a story. But that's the power of hearing about a pure devotee. That there were maybe like 10 benedictions that were stated in the end of that chapter. If you read this story three times, all these benedictions will come to you if you require them. So, hearing is very powerful. In this verse, well, Prabhupada's quoting this verse, Abhadrani, that by hearing, all these contaminations come out of the heart. There's something interesting that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has described. In this series of verses in the Bhagavatam, it says that by hearing, you'll come to stitte satam prasidati, you'll become situated in goodness, and then you'll become satisfied. And there's an interesting purport. Because when you come to goodness, the idea is that in goodness you're not really bothered by passion and ignorance. So you're fairly peaceful, prasidati, right? Because passion and ignorance don't bother you. So, and basically this is the stage of nishta. You're fixed. So you're not one day up, one day down. You know, Sunday night, you're in bliss. Monday morning, you're in misery. That happens in some stage, in, you know, when you're a devotee in the beginning, sometimes you're up and down. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you're not up and down. And he says something interesting. He said that when you become, through hearing, he's quoting this series of verses, through hearing, then you become situated in goodness just by hearing, of course by chanting. And then, even though the influence of material desire will be there, you'll actually, even if you have material desire, you don't really feel it anymore. It doesn't bother you. It's just kind of there. So there's a difference between material desire that you feel, that's pushing you, and material desire that you're aware of. And it doesn't push you. It's just, yeah, I know I have that desire. And I don't, it doesn't bother me. So he said, that's how a devotee will experience when he comes to Sattva-guna. It's not that he won't be aware immediately of his material desires, because it says, almost. It's almost cleansed. So what Prabhupada said, you will get to at the stage of nistha, you'll get 75%. Then as you go up to ruchi, asakti, bhava, even in bhava there's something there. It's not perfect yet. You know that? In bhava. Bhava's not perfect. There's still something. Some attachment, some contamination. Just like the gopis, Krishna blew the flute and they couldn't go. They couldn't go because there was something. Externally it appeared their husbands that were stopping them. Actually, their husbands were stopping them because they weren't qualified to go to the Rasa Leela. There was something there. Their husbands are devotees, so why would their husbands stop them? You know, you think, oh, these husbands, they're very bad. They stop their wives from going to Rasa Leela. Who are their husbands? They're eternal associates of Krishna. Husbands don't stop their wives going to Rasa Leela. And those husbands are not really even their husbands. So the husbands stopped them because they had something wasn't perfect yet. Something had to be purified. And in that separation of not being able to go, they became purified. And then the next rasa dance, they were qualified to go, and then that's called prema. So even on the stage of bhava, it's not perfect yet. So Prabhupada said 75% good, 75% pure, 25% to go. Still you've got a ways to go. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his purport, is describing this 25%. What do you do with the other 25%? He said, that won't bother you when you come to this stage of Sattva-guna. By hearing, it'll just be there. Like sometimes you become discouraged, we become discouraged because material desire is there, or envy is there. So many things are there, right? What Prabhupada's saying, all the contamination. So many things are there, it can get discouraging, don't you think? You've been chanting Hare Krishna for 30 years. 35, if you're a Prabhupada disciple, then over 40. And then it's still there. It can become discouraging. Vishwanath Chakravarti saying, no. When you're advancing in Krishna consciousness, it's there, but it can't do anything. It's not going to do anything. It's just, all right, it's conditioning. Past conditioning, samskara. It's there, right? We all have it, right? Everybody has it. Then this amazing thing is that we're talking about Yayati. He has it. He's not doing. He wanted, as you know, he wanted to, when he was an old man, he wanted to do it over again. He wanted to be a young man again. So he was in a bad state. And even he did it. So often we think if material desires are there or contamination is there, then we have to give in to it, and we don't. It's just there. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Krishna Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalesh. What time are we supposed to end?
8:30.
Questions or questions finished by 8:30?
The silence at 8:30, you only get the very thing people
say. Oh. And if you come late to prasadam, it's gone, right? Oh, okay. So we can go to 10:30, right? The power of Krishna consciousness is that no matter what condition we're in, we can act in spite of any material desire or contamination. We don't have to give into it. And so often, when the desire is there, then the devotee becomes discouraged. Oh, after so many years, still I have this attachment. Still I have this desire. And you can become very, very discouraged. But discouragement is not a sign of Krishna consciousness. Encouragement, in spite of the desire, is a sign of Krishna consciousness. Even though I have these desires, I don't give in to them, and I'm encouraged, and I'm focused on my devotional service. And this, also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained this. And he said, a devotee has a very interesting mentality, and his mentality is that his focus is on what he wants in Krishna consciousness. His focus is not on what's wrong with his Krishna consciousness. You understand the difference? Like, there's something wrong with all of us. You agree?
Oh yeah, Prabhu, I agree.
I can see it in all the devotees. Something's wrong with them, right? No. We know something's wrong with us. We know something's wrong with everybody. We know we're not perfect, right? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that's not what a devotee meditates on. He doesn't meditate on what's wrong with him. He meditates on his goals, what he wants, his desires. That's where his mind is focused. So that even though there may be so much contamination going on within him because of his desire to be Krishna conscious, it doesn't really bother him that much. He doesn't focus on it. He doesn't become depressed about it. I'm so this, I'm so that. Because he's excited about being Krishna conscious. And that's the same thing that's explained in the verse Apichet Sudaracharo, that verse. Because in that verse, it says, Krishna says, you should see a devotee who's fallen as a sadhu. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also explains. He said, because the devotee thinks, I've done something wrong, and he's remorseful, but he's thinking, I want Krishna. So you see the difference? He's not thinking, oh, I did something wrong, I'm so bad, what's the use of going on? He's thinking, I want Krishna. So it's the same thing happened. Nothing changed except where he's focused his mind. So Krishna says, you have to think of him as a sadhu because he's thinking, all I want is Krishna consciousness. That's what I want. That's what he's thinking. I've done something wrong and I want Krishna consciousness. He's not thinking, I'm useless, I'm horrible, what's the point, I fell down, might as well give up. Right? That's actually the mode of ignorance. And it's talking here about the effects of the modes of nature. At least if you come to the mode of goodness, then you'll be positive. Everything positive is mode of goodness. Everything negative is mode of ignorance. So anytime you're negative in devotional service, that means you're being influenced by ignorance. And you might say, but Prabhu, gee, I'm bad. That's why I'm depressed. I'm just thinking about how bad I am. All right. But that's the mode of ignorance. Pure devotee also thinks about how bad they are, and they're not depressed. They don't give up. They don't go home crying. Oh, I'm so bad. What's the use of going on? Right? And Yayati Maharaj didn't think that way. He didn't think, well, I've lived for so many hundreds of years, I'm so bad, what's the point? He showed this wonderful example, it's quite amazing, that he just changed his focus, and that was it. Everything changed, right? From one point, he just said, that's it, I'm going to be Krishna conscious. Amazing, isn't it? Just like that, boom. I was with Prabhupada, and a man asked Prabhupada, how long does it take to surrender? And Prabhupada said, it takes one moment. I mean, it may take you a million lifetimes to come to that one moment to make that decision. But Prabhupada said, do you accept Krishna? And that's it. In one moment you can do that. So anyway, I just wanted to make this point because I think it's a point in which many of us can get sidetracked. We become discouraged by our own faults rather than inspired by the prospect of Krishna consciousness. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he said, he quotes a devotee, and he said, this is how a devotee thinks. He thinks, I'm trying to be Krishna conscious, and even in spite of it, so many faults, so many weaknesses, so many bad qualities. But if that's your desire, Krishna, then I accept it. But I never give up my determination. Now, generally we think, how can you be enthusiastic if you have so many faults? Because the faults are discouraging, disappointing, depressing, right? That's normally how you'd think, right? I've got all these faults. And here the devotee's saying, I have all these faults, but if that's your desire, then it's okay, I don't mind. Because I don't give them energy. And he's saying, they don't have to deviate me. We normally think they do have to deviate us. And we often get deviated by them. And he's saying, no, they don't have to, which is amazing. I have all these desires. They don't have to deviate me. And why? Because he said, Krishna, I want you. And that's all I care about. And I'm never going to give up devotional service. Even in spite of all this, it's not. He's saying, it doesn't matter. It only matters if you think it matters. When you think it matters, then it matters. If you don't think it matters, it doesn't matter. And that's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying. If you're in that consciousness where you're engaged nicely, you're hearing nicely, you're serving nicely, then even though those desires are there, they won't have energy. They are not going to deviate you. They only deviate you when you allow them to. And what's the proof of this? The proof of this is that if this were not the fact, nobody could become a devotee. Because nobody's as contaminated as someone who walks in the door off the street and says, I want to become a devotee. Shave my head. Or put a sari on me. Right? Who's in a worse state than that? And the next day you see them dancing and blissful and chanting. How did that happen? They're very enthusiastic. Sometimes the new people are more enthusiastic than the old people. Yes? And that, you could say philosophically, is a contradiction. They should be the least enthusiastic because in theory they're the most contaminated. And if you've been around a while, you've had time to purify yourself. But it's not always true. Sometimes those who've been around are more discouraged than the new people. It's the focus. When a new person comes to Krishna consciousness, what are they focused on? This is wonderful. I love this. This is what I've been looking for. Bhagavad Gita is so wonderful. Everything is wonderful. I love this. I love this. They're not focused on all the realities of their existence, which is, I'm fallen, I'm lusty, I'm contaminated by the modes of nature, I'm full of envy, greed, and so forth. They're not focused on that, right? That's why they're blissful. You agree? So if anyone should be discouraged, it should be them. But they're the most encouraged because they're not focused on it. They're not allowing those desires to deviate them. Otherwise, if they did, nobody could become a devotee. We'd walk in the temple, we'd be given the program, and we'd say, this is wonderful, but I'm too fallen, I'm too contaminated, I can't do it. So that's actually the mode of ignorance. Mode of goodness is, no matter what, I do it. And that's this Apichet Sudaracharo verse. The devotee is saying, okay, I've fallen, I'm remorseful, but somehow or other, all I want is Krishna. And then Krishna says, you must see him as a sadhu. That's a sadhu. The sadhu is one, he wants Krishna despite the fault. And that's why it said a man is judged by his ideals. Not by where he's at, but where he wants to go. That's how you judge a person. Right? So why don't we stop here? Because we have to end in 5 minutes. And we should leave time for discussion, questions, or complaints.